Hi peeps, Help Me Be Me takes hundreds of hours to create. If you get any value out of the work I do or it helps your life, consider a monthly donation. Even something as small as a cup of coffee helps me keep recording. To donate, please visit helpmebeme.com or visit my page on Patreon. Thanks! Hi friends, it's Sarah May. And this is a little power-up episode. It's for gratitude and reflecting over your past year and actually looking forward to the year to come. So I recommend you do this with a friend, or you can also do it by yourself, but it's really fun to do with a friend or significant other. So just one caveat, this leans more heavily into the what I would call the more typical self-help genre, but it's really fun, and I think so much of personal growth is just getting over the hump of, oh my God, this is utter bullshit, and then just doing it anyway, even though you feel like a cliche. So yes, this is a gratitude reflection, and doing gratitudes, I know, sounds so just lame. There's no other way to say it. It sounds dorky and lame. I hate the word journal. I hate the word, for the most part, I hate all things associated with self-help. But there's a reason that I do them anyway, and it's partly because they are effective in my experience. So I offer these to you. Pretend it's not as gross as it is. Just let it go. Run into the fact that you're going to feel dorky. Accept it. Embrace it almost. But just do it. Allow yourself to try all things, because you will get a lot farther that way when you allow yourself access to all potential tools. Tweaking focus is just correcting where your eye is looking. And when you do this kind of exercise, you can actually steer your life a lot more. And then with a little bit of just constant reminding of where you want to go, everything in your life will improve drastically. In addition to that, practicing gratitudes will actually give you more willpower. By just focusing on the positive, you actually increase your capacity and ability to have more self-control, which means you can actually do more with your life on a literal scale. And that's just part of it. The other half of it is when you're focusing on what is good versus what is bad, your whole life is better. Like, you are literally living a different life just by what you choose to focus on. And that's just based on the way your brain is kind of wired. Like, if your brain is wired to kind of have the same kind of conversations with a person, for example, like every time you see this one person, your tendency is to talk about work. That wiring gets stronger and stronger with repetition. So the point where the first thing you'll see when you see each other is like something about work. It's automatic. So the same goes for your focus in your life. If you are constantly training your brain to look at what is good about something, your experience of everything that happens to you will actually be a more positive experience, including like getting in a car accident. Like it's not just good things that are affected. It's everything. Your brain will automatically go to, well, at least I'm okay. Thank God. Like, that would be the first thought you have. Like, no one was hurt. It's all good. It's just stuff. When you're stressed, you are operated by base level emotions. When you are happy, you are more rational. When you are in a non-stressed mindset, you are actually acting from your higher thinking. In general. So you're actually smarter when you're focused on the good. So with that, I will offer you a gratitude practice to do with a friend or significant other. So do this when you have a little bit of time to reflect, because it's really fun to ruminate and think back and savor. So if you want to do it now while you listen, and then do it again later with your friend or your significant other, it's also fun with a group at a table. Adam and I do this on holidays with our family, which is awesome. So when you do this with a group, or when you do this with one other person, just go back and forth. So you say one, then they say one, then you say one, etc. So right now in your mind, I want you to take a look back at 2015 in its entirety. So I want you to just start in your mind right now to picture your beginning of last year. So last January, what was happening in your life? Think about where you were professionally or where you were with like just your own personal path as an individual. What were you concerned about? What were your priorities? Just picture from that point forth kind of how the year unfolded. And this is just to get you refreshed as far as all of the events that took place. So now kind of go through a play-by-play in your mind of 2015, just what happened in February, March, April. What was your summer like? What were any big milestones? Take a minute. And now I want to go into the reflections part of this. There are three different steps. So this first one, I want you to think about your three biggest gratitudes out of the entire year. So pick three things that were, whether they're a victory, something that was something you chose to overcome that you did overcome, just a really fun event, any kind of milestone that you just had a lot of fun, anything. Just pick three gratitudes. And if you're doing this with another person, go back and forth. For example, one of mine was my wedding. That was a huge one. That's kind of a cheat because it's a big one. So that's number one. Number two, growth and change. So right now, I want you to think of three ways last year that you experienced active change that you chose to do. So something that maybe was on your mind at the very beginning of the year, like you chose to, you know, give up smoking, or you had a bad relationship and you got out of it. But just whatever those are, kind of the most, whatever comes to mind, but mostly what meant the most to you? What are you the most proud of yourself for? And if you are doing this with a friend, I recommend also saying one to each other. So if your friend says theirs, then you would say one to them about them as well. Because you can learn a lot about yourself in this way, just hearing feedback from somebody else about how they observe you. If you're having difficulty thinking of things, a few areas to look at are just what were things that were challenging to face, what took bravery and effort, what was something totally different that you'd never tried before. Just think in a broader sense, any kind of leaps that happened in your life that were like, wow, I didn't see that coming. Alrighty, that's number two. So number three, qualities to embody more so. So this last one, I want you to kind of highlight qualities that you want to bring out in yourself moving forward. So maybe there are things that started last year that are kind of principles or ways you want to live your life that you want to really hone in on and bring out more in yourself in the year to come. I know this sounds really dorky, but if you happen to have a journal or my happiness journal and you write things like your I am statements, which is like these adjectives that describe how you decide to be, it's basically a statement you repeat to yourself when, like every day or once a day, and just putting something in front of your eyeballs to remind you of the ethics you've kind of chosen for the way you exist in the world. So, like, I am kind, loving, inspiring, inspired, balanced. Like, it just kind of reminds you how you will approach your everyday way of being. And it's just helpful to see it sometimes, like again and again, because then it just, it's like it plants it in your brain a little deeper. So if this is a practice you have or you want to take on, I recommend it, it's fun, then these are kind of like your new year reset of whatever your ways of being will be more of moving forward. And if you are thinking you want a more major change in your life, like you want to, I don't know, be more healthy, or you want to stop working so much or something like that. If you want to help yourself move in that direction, this is a part two to number three. Write down 10 reasons that you want that thing for yourself. The reason I say to do that is because the more you focus on the want, the less you will rely on willpower. Willpower and motivating yourself through fear don't get you very far. They're not sustainable. Whereas if you can really manifest in your understanding of something, what is such a great benefit, why you want it so badly. So let's say you want to be healthier because you want to be able to go hiking more. You want to be able to feel more confident at work. You want to be able to live longer and be with your family. You want to be able to run faster than your husband, whatever it is. Write all of those reasons down, and those will serve to empower you more so, just having those, having that awareness as your reward. So most of all, by doing this reflection, I want you to become aware of the real change you've created in your life, because most of the time, change and progress is invisible. Like when you're living in a moment or you're going through the muck of it, you can't see how fast you are actually going. And you very rarely realize how far you've come unless you just stop and acknowledge it and you look back at the path you just walked. So whether or not you have focused on it, you did change a lot this past year and for the better. It just takes you really looking at and examining those changes you've made and kind of giving yourself a little high five or a pat on the back, because it does take a lot of effort. And if you're frustrated or you want to move faster, then it can feel like everything is a failure and you're not, all you're focused on is how you're not doing better and you wish you were. As you gently steer the arc of your ship as it flows down the river that is life, just become more aware of the way you live the present moment and just take this glimpse at the past and the imagine now the future. What qualities in life do you want more of? What ways of being are you going to foster more of in yourself? Where your mind goes, your life goes. So whatever you do, don't waste any time getting upset at yourself, and don't get caught up with focusing on how little time you seem to have or how fast everything is moving and how you wish you could slow down, because those habits are traps and they are the things that actually cause you to miss out on the real joy of the moment you live in. So where your mind goes, your life goes. Keep it where it can savor this experience and not on a focus of lack or on the moments just recently lost. Just gently remind yourself, the only thing you have to do ever is be. Forgive yourself the responsibility of stressing out over what happens to be in your life that you can't control. So I hope you enjoy this. And if you do, I recommend making gratitude a daily practice with your whoever you eat dinner with or just by yourself. Smile.